The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to Thursday's edition of the Racing Podcast with me, Bobby Beavers, alongside Craig Forsyth. On this edition of the podcast, we are going to look ahead to the Greatwood Hurdle on Sunday at Cheltenham. Craig will also have his two selections ahead of Thursday afternoon's racing as well. But before all of that, Craig, firstly, very good to see you. How are you? Are you well?
Yes, very well, Bobby, very well. All is good. Some of the better horses are now reappearing for the national hunt season, and it's all systems go, big competitive fields. The rain's arrived in a few places, still quick in others, but yes, all good.
And just before, as I say, we get your selections for tomorrow, for Thursday afternoon, and your selection for this year's Greatwood Hurdle as well. Big news broke out on Wednesday afternoon that Black Op, who was going over the fences for the first time, was declared a non-runner.
Yes, he was withdrawn very late in the afternoon on Wednesday. There were a lot of people looking forward to seeing his chasing debut. Obviously, you know, there was a few non-runners throughout the card as the ground had quickened up. It changed after the first race to good to soft in places. And Connections, obviously, feeling that it was a little on the quick side for him to go over fences for the first time on Wednesday. He doesn't have any immediate entries over the weekend or any at the 5-day stage anywhere else, so it doesn't look like there was a plan B at this stage. Obviously, they were looking to get a run into him at Exeter, so it will be interesting to see what entries are made for Black Op, but disappointing not to see him make his chasing debut. But we've seen a very impressive winner.
Yeah, no, it is a shame he's not participating at Exeter on Wednesday afternoon, just confirming. In the late afternoon, as Craig said, Black Op was withdrawn. Now, Sunday, or should I say Friday, Saturday and Sunday, there's some superb racing at the Jumps HQ at Cheltenham. And you in particular want to preview the Greatwood Hurdle for us. So what is in particular caught your eye this year ahead of the Greatwood? Which horses should we be looking out for?
Well, there's only about 7 or 8 jump off the page, Bobby. It's that competitive. You know, there's nothing at this stage that, you know, I would recommend anyone to be jumping in and having an anti-post bet. You'll probably see more enhanced places on offer on the day of the race market as well. There's nothing at this stage where you would say, you know, I think that is a stand-up price and will be shorter on the day. With the place terms that are likely to become available, you know, I'll be holding off now. But in terms of horses that are of interest, there's 3 or 4 for me that high up on my shortlist at the moment. Midnight Shadow, a Northern Raider from the Sue Smith Yard, made an excellent comeback, carrying a big weight at Weatherby, just gave way to Innocent Touch in the closing stages, went up a pound for that. Goes well on good ground. I think he's going to be a player for the North. A 4-year-old who ran really well last year in the Fred Winter, representing Dan Skelton, who won this 2 years ago. Nube Negra, finished 5th at Aintree in a Grade 1. He looks to have been given a very lenient mark of 135 based on his juvenile form for last year. I think that could prove to be £4 or £5 too low. So he's of definite interest. And one I'm going to throw in, Bobby, at a huge price, and one I certainly, whatever I end up backing in the race, I will certainly be having something on Tom Lacey's Equitas Amadeus, who, you know, has been in the notebook for some time. He had a quiet campaign over hurdles, They started him off at Newton Abbott this year, finished fourth, and I think the idea was to go chasing, but he didn't jump all that well on his debut at Worcester in September. They quickly reverted back to hurdles. He was very impressive in a quick time at Wincanton, beating McThonick. He's gone up 4 pounds. I still think 132 is a decent mark for him. He's a huge price. He won't be going unbacked on the day, that's for sure. He would be the third one that is of most interest. For me, top of those three, Nubia Negra for the Skelton team.
Thank you very much for your preview there ahead of the Great Wood Hurdle. Don't forget you can hear live commentary of that particular race and all the races from Cheltenham over Friday, Saturday and Sunday, all live on William Hill Racing Radio. Now, Craig, just before we finish, it comes to the time of the podcast when I ask you for your two selections ahead of Thursday's afternoon's racing.
Yeah, I'll keep the first one of the two fairly short and sweet, Bobby, because the second one's much more interesting. There isn't a lot on offer for me in terms of races to pick for Thursday's racing. Sheerian for Declan Carroll should hopefully win the 12-10 at Southwell. He'll be a very short price. He finished second here earlier in the week. The front two pulled a long, long way clear on that occasion. Obviously, they have to turn him out quickly off the same mark. He's going to go up a few pounds for that second, given the gap back to the third. Like I said, he's going to be short, but he's going to take all the beating in the 12-10.
And your second selection?
And this one is very, very interesting. I've actually been searching for prices for the Ballymore Novices Hurdle at Cheltenham.
Wow.
In March. This is how highly I think this horse can progress. There's not many going to post for the 225 at Ludlow tomorrow. Five declared. I'm hoping Shannon Hill will make the market and create a little bit of value, representing Alan King, an easy winner at Stratford on his hurdling debut. But the horse I really like here, and I've been looking forward for some time to this horse reappearing, is Samaquand for Harry Fry. A horse that won a bumper at Wincanton in April. A race that is working out extremely well. Bold Plan, who finished second, and the front two pulled a long way clear. He finished a very respectable third on his hurdling debut at Newbury last week. Russian Hawk was a winner on the Exeter card on Wednesday. Tidal Flow, who finished fourth, was a winner at Kempton on Monday. So that race has worked out particularly well. But the most pleasing thing about the winner was he was just getting going when he hit the line. He was just warming to the task and leaving the impression that there was a huge improvement to come from him, particularly when he gets a trip over hurdles. Ludlow's a sharp enough track for him to be starting off, but you know, two and three quarter miles basically, he's got to run over. He's a real promising type. Whatever he does on Thursday, you know, stick with him in the near future. I think he's very much a horse to follow. Looking forward to seeing him.
Craig, as always, thank you very much for your time and for your selections as well ahead of Thursday afternoon's racing. Don't forget to tune in to William Hill Racing Radio live at midday with myself, Bobby Beavers, and I'll be alongside your punditry team of Gary Catewell and Chris Pimlott. But for myself and from Craig, thank you very much for tuning in, and we'll catch you all again very soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.